Life is difficult. This simple truth, once accepted, transforms everything. Most of us waste our lives trying to avoid this reality, seeking shortcuts around pain and discomfort. But what if these difficulties aren't obstacles to happiness, but the very path to it? When we avoid problems, we invite mental illness. When we face them, we cultivate courage and wisdom. Haven't your most significant periods of growth followed your greatest challenges? The foundation of facing life's difficulties is discipline, specifically delaying gratification. Remember the famous marshmallow experiment? Children who could resist eating one marshmallow to get two later showed better outcomes throughout their lives. This capacity develops primarily through quality parenting that balances love with consistent discipline. When parents model self-discipline and provide discipline from love rather than anger, children internalize proper behavioral norms and develop trust in the world's safety. Why do so many adults struggle with self-discipline? Often because they never develop the ability to delay gratification. When we rush through problems or assume they'll resolve themselves, we miss opportunities for growth. Consider how often you've made a situation worse by seeking the quickest solution rather than taking time to understand the real issue. The path to growth isn't about speed, it's about patience and persistence in facing what's difficult. To effectively tackle life's problems, we must first acknowledge them as our own. Many people evade this crucial step by attributing their troubles to external factors. Have you noticed how easy it is to find someone or something to blame when things go wrong? This pattern reveals two distinct approaches to responsibility. Those with neuroses take on too much responsibility, while people with character disorders deflect responsibility entirely. The connection between responsibility and freedom is profound. When we relinquish responsibility, we surrender control and freedom along with it. Think about times you've handed decisions over to others. Didn't you also give away your power? Taking responsibility may be painful, but it's essential for personal development and effective problem solving. What areas of your life are you avoiding responsibility for right now? Your health? A struggling relationship? Career dissatisfaction? Consider how shifting from "it's happening to me" to "I have choices in how I respond" might transform your situation. This isn't about blame, but about reclaiming your power to affect change. The moment we accept ownership of our problems is the moment we begin solving them. Creating an accurate map of reality is essential for navigating life wisely. Like geographical maps, our mental maps guide our decisions, yet many resist updating them because it requires effort and discomfort. The world changes constantly, and our perspectives must evolve with it. Transference shows how outdated childhood perceptions can damage adult relationships. Consider the man whose childhood experiences of neglect led him to mistrust others indiscriminately throughout his life, unable to update his worldview. Embracing truth requires openness to challenge and feedback from others. Though uncomfortable, this process helps us refine our understanding of reality. Consider which areas of your life might benefit from updating your mental maps about yourself, others, or the world. Balancing requires navigating between conflicting needs and goals with flexibility. Consider how we handle anger. Effective management demands a responsive system that can adapt to different situations. Some respond with immediate aggression, others suppress all anger, but balance lies in appropriate expression based on context. This balance extends to the process of personal growth itself, which often requires giving up parts of the self. This giving up can be painful but is crucial for progress. Think about learning to ride a bike. You had to let go of the security of training wheels to gain true balance and freedom. Similarly, depression often serves as a natural phase in personal growth when we're struggling with releasing aspects of our past selves. Life's inevitable losses require relinquishment that leads to rebirth and genuine joy. Embracing pain transforms into self-discipline, bringing growth and new understandings. What might you need to relinquish to move forward in your life? An outdated self-image? A relationship that no longer serves growth? The willingness to let go often precedes our most significant advances in a continuous cycle of death and rebirth intertwined with joyful renewal. True love differs from what we commonly call love. It's an act of will that promotes growth in both self and others. While falling in love temporarily dissolves ego boundaries like infant-mother unity, real love requires conscious effort and choice. When this initial euphoria fades and individual identities resurface, many mistake it for choosing the wrong partner. The romantic love myth suggests a perfect predestined match, creating unrealistic expectations of perpetual bliss. True love, however, gradually extends beyond self, incorporating others into one's identity. This creates a stable, lasting bond where another's experiences become our own, not through dependency, but through genuine connection, fostering mutual growth and transformation. Love involves dedication, often opposed to laziness and fear. It demands active attention to others' growth. True love is work requiring focused intent, and attention manifests primarily through listening. When was the last time you gave someone your complete, undivided attention? No phone, no mental planning, just presence. Listening with full attention is an act of love, both toward others and oneself. It signals inherent value and encourages development. Embracing love requires moving against the inertia of laziness and overcoming fear, dismantling the fortress built against the risks of change. A life devoid of risk and connection ultimately becomes empty. Accepting the inevitability of loss or rejection through love enriches life with meaning, as growth incites inevitable pain alongside joy. Adults face a persistent ambivalence toward risk, the simultaneous craving for growth and retreat to safety. Growing involves relinquishing hand-me-down values and pursuing unknown futures with courage. What risks have you avoided in your relationships? Have you withheld honest feedback out of fear? Have you maintained emotional distance to protect yourself from potential loss? Consider how these self-protective measures might actually be preventing the deeper connections you desire. Grace operates as an unseen nurturing force, supporting growth, functioning beyond human understanding and conscious decision-making. Like dreams and serendipity, many view it as a manifestation of divine love. Synchronicity reveals improbable timing of events occurring more frequently than chance would suggest, from near misses to transformative chance encounters. These meaningful coincidences hint at a deeper fabric of existence. Evolution defies natural entropy, with life progressing toward complexity, mirroring spiritual growth. This suggests a greater force driving both physical evolution and spiritual transformation. While grace cannot be directly pursued, one can become receptive through disciplined and loving living. The spiritual path requires courage and personal initiative, demanding we cultivate inner strength as we align with life's greater forces. This road less traveled leads to deeper meaning, authentic connection, and genuine fulfillment.